Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Eric Wood joining us now to talk Bills and Ravens. Eric, nice close game, and the Bills had a chance to win it, but in the end could not pull it off and end up falling to the Ravens. What did you like? We'll start off on a good note. What did you like that you saw yesterday?
Oh, I absolutely loved what I saw from the defense. You know, they held an offense that was number one in the league in scoring, number one in rushing by far. They held him in check. And I say that, you know, they scored 24 points yesterday. Well, seven of those points come off a very short field early in the game when the sack fumble happened. And then another 7 points came late in the game off of a short punt. Both of those drives started at or in Bills territory. So they gave him two short fields. But what they were able to do from a statistical standpoint on defense, holding Lamar Jackson to 3.6 yards per carry on 11 attempts. When he came into the game, averaging 7 yards a carry. Mark Ingram comes into the game over 5 yards a carry. They hold him to 3.3 yards per carry. And they hold Lamar Jackson to 145 yards. They were able to force him into an interception, but he did throw 3 touchdown passes. So I loved what I saw from the defense yesterday. We've known that they've been elite, but the one thing they've struggled with this year at times was rush defense. Well, they shored that up yesterday. They put a lot of effort into it. And besides the one miscommunication in the secondary where it looked like Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde didn't know who had the tight end Hurst going down the field, you know, you have that one long pass play, that 61-yard touchdown, and that's a majority of their yards. And I guess I'll segue into your probably next question, what I didn't like. You know, offensively for the Bills, they struggled, and that was evident. What the Ravens do on defense is they pressure a lot on the season. And, well, I will say during this 8-game winning streak they're on right now, they've pressured more than anyone else in the National Football League, bringing blitzes, bringing extra defenders. The next closest team blitzes 9% less. You know, that's a huge margin when you're talking 53 to 44%. I mean, that's a wide margin. And because of all that pressure, the Bills needed to complete passes down the field to get them out of it. And the Bills, they weren't able to hold up front to give enough time. Josh wasn't able to throw accurate enough balls down the field, and they just weren't able to make the plays. A couple balls off the guy's hands down the field. And in big games against good teams like Baltimore, you have to make those plays.
Yeah, a lot of talk about how the Bills maybe gave the rest of the league a blueprint to stop Lamar Jackson, but I think for Bills fans, they're focused on, you know, did Baltimore give a good blueprint for stopping Josh Allen and the Bills offense that have been starting to put things together over the past month or so and look, you know, like they've been making some progress. And, you know, next week, Eric, they're up against the Pittsburgh defense that has just had the entire league talking all year long.
Yeah, Pittsburgh defense looks great. And, yes, it may come to people to say, hey, let's blitz Josh Allen. Let's run cover zero blitz with no safeties even deep. Let's just take a shot. Well, the Ravens have 4 good cornerbacks. They acquired Marcus Peters in a trade, but they also have former first-rounder Jimmy Smith, former first-rounder Humphrey on the outside. And, you know, they have so much quality depth at the cornerback position that Brandon Carr as well, another guy, an early pick from the Dallas Cowboys. Now he's in Baltimore. They have 4 good cornerbacks. Not many teams do, and so not many teams can run cover zero blitz play after play after play. But yes, you're right. This Pittsburgh defense that the Bills will be playing this weekend is excellent, and it'll be an excellent test for them.
Yeah, Bills only need one win, Eric, to make it into the playoffs, and they've got 3 games to do it. They've set themselves up, even despite a loss yesterday. I mean, they're still in full control here.
Absolutely. And the Bills want to go get it off their shoulders this week, and they want to handle business in Pittsburgh. I can guarantee you that it'll be an awesome environment on Sunday night down there at Heinz Field. Pittsburgh's excellent in primetime games, so this will be quite the challenge for Buffalo. Pittsburgh's also very used to playing in primetime games. The Bills are not, but the one primetime game the Bills did play this season, their one non-traditional Sunday at one game, on Thanksgiving, they may have played their best game of the season. So that's a great sign for the Bills that they have showed up in their primetime game this year.
Yeah, that's something that I feel like we're going to be talking about a lot this week. Primetime, Sunday Night Football. I don't even know what to do. It's been so long, Sunday Night Football. Like, I don't know what my plan should be. Do I take a nap during the day to prepare? And you know, I got to be here the next morning. I mean, what are we doing here? You got to be excited for Sunday Night Football.
I'm excited, but I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I had plans to travel to Pittsburgh and travel home Sunday night. I stay in Buffalo after home games, and then on away games, I just go back to Louisville, and I'll do all my media work remotely. So this changes everything. Now I'm going to stay in Pittsburgh Sunday night, drive back Monday morning, but trying to figure out time slots to fill my deals. It's put me kind of in a scheduling conflict as well, but I say that I'm extremely excited for the Bills to be getting this momentum, this much attention. It's fun for the franchise. It's fun for the city. And shoot, it's fun for me to be back involved with it.
Yeah, it's got to be a great time for everybody involved. So one win and they're in. But, you know, looking at the bigger picture, what's happening around the league, I think Bills fans had to be happy with what they saw. First, a New England loss where Eric, their offense, I mean, they're using trick plays, not necessarily just pulling something out of the bag, but it seems like they're relying on some trick plays to get things going on offense. And also Houston, who, if the playoffs started now, the Bills would be traveling to Houston. They didn't look all that sharp against the team the Bills beat yesterday.
You're right. You know, the AFC picture is shaping up to be very competitive, and you saw the Bills be very competitive against Baltimore yesterday. Baltimore is extremely hot. They're the top of the class in the AFC, but when you look at Houston, you know, they've looked very pedestrian at times, especially yesterday at home against the Broncos. They get defeated. Patriots, they rarely lose at Gillette in December, and the Chiefs come in, and the Chiefs were not sneaking up on them. This is a team that they played maybe the most entertaining game of 2018 last year. That was a playoff game. I guess that was in 2019. They played one of the most entertaining games of the season last year. They were not sneaking up on this Patriots team, and they go into Foxborough and get a win. And so the way this is shaping up, the Bills fans have to be excited that, you know, you get the best team in the league, definitely the best team in the AFC right now, come into your house yesterday, you don't get it going on offense at all, and you still have the ball in the red zone on the final drive ready to tie the game up.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. Really cool to see a packed house yesterday, late in December. I'm sure you had to love seeing that, and it was fun to be a part of. And Eric, I don't know, you know, what state I'll be in when we're talking next week, but it should be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know which state I'll be in either, and I say that I don't know which state I'll be in.
Yeah, you're more literal than me. All right, we look forward to it. That's Eric Wood joining us. Bills fall to the Ravens, but things shaping up pretty nicely for them going forward.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.